The Tanya for Gimel Kislev, the third day of Kislev, is in Kuntres Achen, Lahavin Mashakosu B'Priyetz Chayim. But the Alter Rebbe is explaining the difference between earlier generations, when the emphasis was on the study of Torah, and the later generations where the emphasis is on the Aveda of Tefillah. V'hine l'kiyum mitzvah she'yefshel la'aseis ha'yedei achevim mevatlin talmud Torah v'asilu ma'asim l'kova. A mitzvah that can't be performed through someone else, there's no one else around to perform it, then you have to interrupt the study of Torah, even if you're studying the highest, loftiest parts of Torah, like the Ma'aseh Merkava, the vision of Yechezkel. The Kol Shkein Tzilo, Shehi Bechinas Meichin, Udechil Urechim Usichlin. And certainly, if you have to interrupt from the study of Torah, which is God's Chachma, you certainly have to interrupt davening, which is based on the person's intellect and the person's understanding. So, the mitzvah seems more important than the davening. The ta'am can now, and the reason is, as mentioned before, because in order to elevate the sparks, the elevation comes through the act of the mitzvah that deals directly with the physical object in which the sparks are contained. And the truth is that even without this, the mitzvah that is performed in action is higher and greater, and also the study of the mitzvahs, meaning the halacha, not the pilpul, but the halacha, is greater than the virtue of meichin, of love and fear that are created and born out of intellect. Because although it says, the Gemara says, that you should cleave to God through his midas, through chesed and gvur and so on, mikol mokim, but the truth is that when a person tries to cleave to God through his attributes, through his midas, he cleaves only to the existence of the midah, the loy b'muhusam, but not to the essence of the midah. In other words, to the external, but not to the pnimius. Ukameshakosu v'almeichi ofor v'efer. As it says by Avram Avinu, that Avram said about himself, I am dust and ash. That although Avram Avinu was the attribute of chesed, and yet he said that compared to the attribute of chesed above, he is like the dust and the ash of a tree after it has been consumed by fire. So obviously it's still the same offer, it's still the same material, but in spite of being from the same material, they are so different from each other as to be infinitely removed. And that's what he meant, that I am dust and ash, like the ash that is left over of a tree. The Kolsh came to Eid and said, Baruch Adolat Machshava Tfisa Bei. And certainly concerning God, when you're trying to cleave to godliness, where no thought can comprehend him, where his light and his hispashtus and life is endless and beyond comprehension, and therefore, therefore you can cleave only to the external, to the mitzius of the midah, but not to the essence of the midah. And the external part of the midah is that he gives life, not his life itself, but to his giving of life. The leibim muhusay, and not to the essence. Afilu leol yenim, even the supernal creatures, the angels above in the higher worlds, are also incapable of reaching and of cleaving to God's essence, the essence of God's life. Kameshakosuv, Kodesh, 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 Hashem's voice. The angels say that God is removed, holy, and unreachable even to them. And by them, they say that Kodesh is Hashem's voice, that even the part of God that is active, the Hashem Tzavoi's part, is also beyond them. Levad elulim v'netzolim. Other than the emanations that can't even be called creations because they are so close to God. Kol echad be'ilosei kifiyasei desha be'etz chayim. V'hislapshas ha'patzufim avalei b'nifroyim afilu b'nishomeiz da'atzilus. What the Alter Rebbe is saying is that the attributes, the sviris of Atzilus, really are dovuk be'etzem, the mehusam, with the Eibishter. They are elikus, even though chesed, gvura, teferet, etc., and also chochma, bina, das, these are all conditions that are not elikus. That we can't say that the Eibishter is chochma, or the Eibishter is bina, or the Eibishter is chesed or gvura. And yet, those attributes, as they are in Atzilus, are truly one with God. But that's in the world, those are the attributes of Atzilus, but not the creations, not even the neshamas of Atzilus that get separated in order to come down into this world. Once they get separated, they can no longer comprehend and grasp God, the essence of God. As it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he asked to see God, he was shown only the hind part, in other words, the chetzenius, but not the pnimius, not the mehus. And as he will say in tomorrow's shiur, that the mitzvah, the object of a mitzvah, like the matzah that a person eats on Pesach and the esrog that he holds on Sukkot, that is the mehus of elikus. There he is in touch with the essence of godliness, and that makes the act of the mitzvah greater than the love and fear that a person experiences during the davening that are born out of intellect, out of his understanding of godliness. For Gimel Kislev in the Hayem Yain, the Rebbe writes that Meha Hefesh bein Hanhogas HaBal Shem Tev Hanhogas HaMajid, one of the differences between the conduct of the Baal Shem Tev and the conduct of the Magid, Ki HaBal Shem Tev Haya Osuk B'Nesiyah Sheinis, the HaMagid Yoshav B'Besein. One of the differences is that the Baal Shem Tev would make many trips, and the Magid stayed at home. Another difference. In the days of the Magid's Nesius, and the Magid was the leader of the Hasidic world, Hasidus was already well known even in far places. Al Yidei Nesius HaChavraya Kadisha, through the travels, the journeys of the Tzadikim, the Chavraya Kadisha, Vezabim Mibalibatim Beinanim, and many average laymen, Niskashru Lateras Hasidus, had already become devoted to Hasidus, Vahoyu Nesim LeMezrich, and so they would make the journey to the Magid in Mezrich, and the Magid didn't have to travel to them.